Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Farr. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, the chief economist for the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
I know my listeners are anxious to hear if there's anything encouraging between now and the end of the year. I thought we'd talk about what the future looks like. Why don't we start with the brighter piece of the business, the commercial side? Tell us what the billing index is telling us.
So our billings index, Kemp, has been soft for a year and a half, 2 years now. You know, the most recent number we have was somewhat encouraging in the sense that the rate of decline slowed pretty significantly, number one. And number two, we saw a little bit of uptick in inquiries for future projects. My sense as to what's going on here is that, you know, a lot of these projects have been on hold, they've been stalled given the high interest rates and the high cost of construction labor and materials. But, you know, with the Fed poised to reduce rates at their meeting this month, I think some of those folks on the sidelines are thinking about getting back in now and, you know, moving ahead with those projects that have been on hold for a while.
I was looking at the index. You break it out by region and also by segment, and it looks like that the Northeast is the stronger piece of the U.S., and it also looks like institutional has come back up a little bit. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, and I think those two are related, Kemp. We've been a little bit surprised by the strength in the Midwest in our billings index, particularly, and even somewhat in the South over the last year and a half or so. Those have been the strongest regions. And thinking about that, that's, you know, a lot of the manufacturing construction activity that we've seen is in those two regions, and manufacturing has been a very strong sector recently. And now that that's starting to ease just a little bit, what's coming back to, you know, replace it is really some institutional activity. We're seeing some strength in the education market, in the healthcare market. Those two sectors disproportionately favor the Northeast. So I think the regional trends we're seeing are really reflecting what's going on in the various sectors.
You always tell our listeners when we talk that the billing index is giving us the read about 12 months out. What is your shorter term read for business in the commercial segment?
Kind of as I was suggesting, Kemp, I think we're seeing strength in some sectors and not so much in others. You know, the office market, I think, is still going to be weak for a while. We're still seeing high vacancy rates there, and the remote work numbers are still high. On the other hand, some reconstruction work in the office sector is starting to pick back up again as owners are a bit more competitive in terms of trying to attract those tenants that we're seeing. Lodging, I think, will pick up a little bit on the commercial side. Retail, particularly in the suburbs and exurbs, is likely to pick up a little bit. So I think it's going to vary a lot by sector, but I expect to see the numbers on the design side pick up soon, and that suggests that we should start to see a little growth in construction activity as we get into 2025.
All right, let's move to the residential side of the business. You know, there's two segments there. There's the builder sector, and then there's the remodel sector. And you also monitor the leading indicators for remodel activity. Tell us what's going on there.
Let me start with the remodeling side, Kemp. Started to soften a little bit last year, and a little bit more this year. By a little bit, though, I'm talking about sort of mid-single digit, down 3%, 4%, 5%. I think what's causing that, Kemp, is this, you know, the weakness we're seeing on existing home sales. Home sales are the most important driver of home improvement activity. The time when households spend the most on home improvement projects is, you know, after they purchase a home, particularly after they purchase an older home. You know, existing home sales were 6 million a couple of years ago, 5 million in 2022, 4 million last year, and they would be on this 4 million pace this year too. So that has hurt remodeling. I think, again, the interest rates are going to help turn that market back up again. So I'm expecting, kind of as we get into kind of mid-year 2025, we expect to see growth in that market again. On the new construction side, you know, a little bit more of the same. You know, the starts numbers have been weak because of high interest rates and high construction costs. But again, as those interest rates begin to ease a little bit, you know, I expect that we'll see those numbers pick up a little bit. You know, we're expecting to see somewhere around 1.35, 1.4 million starts this year, and expect it to increase probably 3% to 5%. Next year as rates begin to ease a little bit.
Okay, so the August unemployment numbers came out today. they weren't as weak as some had hoped, because we were hoping that Jerome Powell was going to lower rates by half a point. And so it looks like it may just be a quarter point in September, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little hard to tell. You know, my sense, Kemp, going into this, that sort of 150,000 was the over-under on this in terms of, was it going to be considered stronger than expected or weaker than expected? So it came in just below 150,000. So I think you're probably right. If the Fed was on the fence in terms of a quarter versus a half, probably this was not enough to tip them over to a half. But, you know, we'll see. I think the sense, even among the Fed, maybe they waited a little too long. Maybe they should have lowered rates at the last meeting. So will they compensate and go up a half point this meeting? I'm guessing you're right, Kemp, that'll be a quarter point. But I think there's still some chance of a half point decline in rates.
So this election obviously going to happen in November. Do you think that causes some paralysis in the economy?
You know, I don't think so. I'm not hearing, for example, from architects that, I mean, certainly a lot of their clients are sitting on the sidelines, but I think it has more to do with the general health of the economy more than the outcome of the election. You know, there's always a certain amount of trepidation, I think, in terms of, you know, will we see significant changes after the election in terms of core policies? But I don't think that, I would put that a little further down the list in terms of what's really likely to impact the outcome for 2025 in terms of construction broadly and flooring more specifically.
What is your call for GDP in 25? Do you think it's going to get back up to 3% or?
Yeah, I think that's a little optimistic, Kemp, but I would say 2-2.5% is probably a reasonable shot. I don't think there's a ton of pent up demand there that's going to shoot that up even higher, but I think it's going to be healthy. As you know, when the last unemployment report came out, the July numbers, there was talk about, gee, are we in recession now? And there was a lot more talk about heading into recession. And I think that was fairly short-lived. You know, I think the sense is that we're going to continue to see growth in the economy. But I would say trend growth, which is about 2.5%, Kemp, I don't see it going a lot above that. On the other hand, I don't see it going a lot below that.
Okay, Kermit. Well, I appreciate you sharing your analysis on where the economy is heading. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, the chief economist for the American Institute of Architecture. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.